Warning, headphone users, this next bit is about to be really loud. So, guys, we got some feedback for one of the ads we read, and apparently my energy was too low.
This was in a past episode, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They hit us up and they said Noel's energy was too low.
So I need to pick up my ad energy.
So what would you...
Like that! By the fucking rod, I can fucking go, dude!
Ow!
Get the fuck up out of your chair! Buy this motherfucking product right now, dude! Let's fucking go! Promo code TMG! Yo, my waveform is a fucking brick.
It's just a fucking sausage.
I'm dying, dude. I'm crying. Promo code TMG!
What the fuck is that, dude? Let's get this fucking product! Let's fucking go!
It's not even saying what it is.
Buy this fucking shit! Back and ship it, buy it, let's go! Get the credit cards out! Let's not stop waiting! Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go!
Come on, hurry! Hurry!
It's gonna be all sold out! Come on, hurry! Ow. It's all gonna be sold out, man! We gotta go, we gotta go, we gotta go! My stomach hurts. My stomach hurts. We gotta stop this bit, dude. We won't last the next 2 hours if we do this even 5 minutes longer.
You gotta hurry.
Quick! Quickly! Take out your wallet, take it out.
Ow. Ow, man.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ, dude.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's episode.
Today's free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
Yo, dude, I found something out last week.
What's up?
People don't like YouTube videos about diarrhea, which is crazy. I never thought.
You're talking about your Cracker Barrel video?
Yeah, I never thought the word diarrhea would inspire people to not
turn
click.
People off.
Oh, my God,
it's
dude.
It's weird. We respond so positively to that word.
Yeah.
For some reason, but people don't actually like diarrhea.
Yeah.
Or thinking about it, or thinking about tasting it, or eating it, or whatever.
Like, all the stats on that video, like, every day, it's reminding me, like, hey, people really don't like this.
It's also, like, I just feel like people don't like vlog-type stuff, you know?
Yeah,
Your channel wasn't built on that in the beginning, it just never really works. We built our channels on sitting at the fucking desk. That's what people want
to
see.
I cut that stuff out, so I tried to tell it, like, you know, it was like a retelling with some reenactment and some footage. So
I see.
You know, I tried to cater to the people, but, I mean, I had people straight up tell me, like, hey, man, I'm sure it's funny, but I'm just not clicking because it says diarrhea.
I mean, you remember the fucking saga we had on the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Diarrhea attacks and
yeah, like, yeah.
People, we got thousands of negative comments from that. People being like, stop doing this. I'm trying to eat. We're talking about buckets of hot diarrhea in the Hollywood sun, just cooking. So funny, dude.
Oh,
hot
man.
Diarrhea is a sick ass band name.
I forgot all about that lady who got attacked with a bucket of feces, man. Yo, that should be an unlockable weapon in Warzone, man. That should be like, you should be able to go.
Yeah. It should be a kill streak.
Yeah, right. No, right. Yeah, literally. Right under like UAV, it should be diarrhea bucket. And you just have a bucket in Warzone. It's a Home Depot branded bucket.
No, it comes out of the sky.
Oh, you know, just fucking.
It's like a diarrhea attack from a plane or something. It's like a. You're trying to get someone off a roof. Instead of an airstrike, you...
Their player model starts vomiting.
Airstreak them.
Oh, no, it's an airstreak.
You kill them and you get the death comms and it's just them going...
Nah, man, I think it's got to be that. There has to be an individual version where you can, like, creep around with a bucket.
Yeah.
If you can sneak up behind someone, just fucking... And then, their player model, like, drops their gun and starts puking, like, into its mask. Just pull out a pistol.
It's like a riot shield.
Yeah.
But way better. Way more effective. You know, you see a dude with a riot shield and you're like, ah, I'm just not even going to fuck around with that.
I mean...
That would be the diarrhea bucket. It's just like, I'm not worth going near that person.
He's got a bucket. He's got a bucket. I'm leaving. Dude, that needs to be the next war zone. They're gonna call it biological warfare, and it's gonna be all like disgusting stuff like that. Like Gatorade bottles full of pee, diarrhea buckets. Oh, bro, you know what the airstreak should be? Should be like 7 tons of like elephant poop.
Yeah.
It's called the dung drop.
Yeah, I love that.
Dung drop coming in.
No dung.
It's gonna. Hey, now they're gonna call that. They're gonna call that version Dunkirk.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a good one. It's a good joke.
Thanks, bro. Anyway.
Imagine it in VR.
Too. Yeah, with smell-o-vision.
You get the smell-o-vision. Oh.
Just creeping around. You're just in your office with your two controllers like...
Instead of a dead silence, what if there's one you can fart on every step that you take? It's a prank one. You can deploy it on other players. You just fart bomb me? Just fart bomb me? Stink bomb?
Just like a laxative sniper. Just, damn it, I'm laxed.
Every time you shoot, it makes fart sounds out of your fucking hell, man. Just want to apologize to everyone for my janky ass setup today. I'm on the travel setup again.
Yeah, he's...
I got the computer fan going full blast right into the microphone. And I'm standing, and this is just weird, you look weird like energy so far. But I've been enjoying this episode so far. I got to be
honest. You look
like
you're looking into the hood of a car.
Yeah, what do we got here?
Yeah, what do we got here?
It's your terrain belt. That's what it is. Yeah, you got to get that sucker replaced. I can do it, but it's not going to...
What's that noise it's making? Yeah, car's queefing.
Oh, yeah, you got stink bombed, unfortunately. Hate to say it.
A little queef. Bro, someone said on the cold open of our last episode, they said... The kids in the back of the class never grow up. I was like, fuck you.
It's pretty good, though.
Who said we had to grow up, man?
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. So you weren't insulted by that. Because no. I kind of took it as a compliment. I was like, the back row kids are always the coolest, you know?
Yeah, always. Always. But, I'm just saying, like, who said we had to grow up, dude? I'm going to be the kid in the back of the class for life.
That's what I'm saying. We literally built a fucking career on it.
Yeah. When we're 80 in the back row of the, like, retirement home, who do you think is going to be fucking around? Yeah. Fake unplugging their air tank. Nurse! Here they go again. These fucking assholes. They're on their last leg, and it's all fun and games to these guys. This is nothing serious.
My hip. What? You okay, Cody? I'm just fucking around. My hip's fine. Stupid.
Pretending my hover round is stuck in forward or reverse.
Stop it, please.
Anyways,
put it in reverse, Terry.
What'd you do this weekend, bro?
Oh, dude, I've been in, I went to Joshua Tree, actually. What a place.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's nice.
I just, I always thought, I always pictured the, is that me?
Yeah, it's you.
Is that Chili? Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. You might hear, wow, that's loud. He's right there. Chili. So I always thought, like, Joshua Tree wouldn't really, what?
I love how when you have a dog, you just, that's what starts to develop that, like, that parent call out, you know? You're like, yeah, hey. Man, just give me 1 second.
Ollie! Enough!
Yeah, man, you know, I'm just chilling, man. I'm cool. I'm cool, bro.
I'm not doing much.
I'm not doing much. Give me 1 second.
Hey!
Sorry, go ahead.
Just playing some Warzone, man. You know how it is. Hold on one second. I know you're hungry. Shut the fuck up. I'll feed you later. Yeah, man, I'm just playing Warzone. I'm not doing much.
Daddy's on a conference call. Enough.
I always thought, like, Joshua Tree, I don't know. I don't really would think of myself as, like, a desert person. I like being by the beach, and I like being more... Yeah. Not isolated. Like, I like being in a city. I like being around people. So I was just like, wasn't that, I mean, I was excited for it, but like, it's, I knew it was just like one house in the middle of the fucking desert and nothing around it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there and it was just like bliss. It's so peaceful. It's weird. It's like you walk outside at night and you don't hear a single thing, no traffic, no cars, no planes in nothing. The distance, nothing. It's dead silent, which is a really bizarre feeling, but it's calming.
Yeah.
And then I got that Super 73 bike that the guys, Super 73, gave me. Just shout out to them. Big shout out to them, guys. Super 73.
Yeah, and you know.
Behemoth sitting right there. It's like a fucking dirt bike. It's like a straight up dirt bike.
If you got another one around, just let me know, man. You know.
Yes.
I will do a backflip on that bitch.
Yeah, listen, we can film, Luke said, or three more. Yeah, if you got like 10 lying around that we could just. Because we'll film a bunch of content with those things.
But I actually will. You know what I mean? I'll put the helmet on. I'll put on a G-string in my helmet, and I'll do some jackass stuff with it.
But he was like, man, you're going to the desert? That's like the coolest place to bring these things. And so I put it in my car, and oh, my God, it was so much fun. Just full speed down these sketchy dirt roads, no helmet on. It was so fun. It's very dangerous probably, but so much fun. And now I've been in Palm Desert for the last little while. I'm here for a week. Yeah.
I think I might
I love the desert. I'm a desert guy now. I bought a fucking desert hat. I was actually going to wear it for this episode. Check this shit out, dog.
Nice, man. Not a big desert energy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might be going out that way at the beginning of May because I'm finally finishing this shit I've been trying to get done to our place. And it's going to take 20 days, so I got to be out of our place for 20 days.
Wait, 20 days to do what? Oh, the chimney shit?
Yeah, yeah. You know,
this just does not work with headphones, does it?
I don't think so.
There.
But yeah, desert's nice. So I'm sorry, this is so funny because to me you look like you're underwater or like you're data moshing the whole time. Like you move around and like your eyes are here.
Wait, is it not, you're not getting like a good stream of me right now?
I mean, it's decent, but
okay.
You know, your nose and your eyes definitely keep displacing as
you
we
mean
talk.
You're not getting a good stream?
Yeah. How's that? Nice. No, that part was weirdly the only clear part. No, just that part was HD 4K.
It was kind of funny because we were sitting there. I took the bike out and I parked it by the front door. And then, like, it was just sitting there. And I was with friends, right? And so, like, Devin would be like, What's the deal with that thing? And I'm like, you got to just take it out, go down the road, find a dirt road in the middle of nowhere, and just cruise down it. And he'd come back 30 minutes later, like, dude, that was the most fun I've ever had in my entire life. And I'm like, I told you. And then someone else would be like, really? Is that fun? Let me fucking try that shit. And they come back 30 minutes later. Dude, oh my God.
Yep.
It just made me, you know what? It made me want a real dirt bike, though. Like, it made me want to buy a place out there and buy a dirt, like a, or like a quad or one of those like Razor things with like the roll cage and just go ape shit. Like, go full desert motorsport guy, you know?
I mean, you know, it's basically what happened to me. You know, I did all that kart driving and then I was like, I think I'll just rent a Porsche just to see what it's like.
Oh, yeah, you rented a Porsche.
Just give it a shot.
Were you whipping? People were like,
people were like, did you buy that thing? I'm like, I'm not going to say shit and just let people, let the hate build.
Wait, did you throw it up on your story?
Yeah, just to
little,
be like
a little like emblem on the steering wheel?
Nah, I just like took a shot of like the hood and I put a little emoji like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did see that.
It was sick. I had to, you know, I just had to, hey. Yeah, no,
ambiguous flex.
Uh-huh. Could be rented. It could not.
Could be in a parking lot somewhere. Could be entirely someone else's.
Could be someone else's. I could have snuck in somewhere.
That's the best kind of flex. Like, when you go to a person's page and they're constantly taking pictures next to nice cars, but they're always different, it's like, you definitely don't, like, these are other people's cars. How is this a flex?
Yeah. I'm going to start, once I get the vaccine, I'm going to start, that's going to be my first thing on Instagram. I'm going to go around out strictly to just take pictures with other people's cars. And I'm just like, own it. Like, this is some dude's car. This is some other dude's car.
Hey, excuse me. They're like, wait, are you that guy from TikTok? Oh, no. I just wondering if I can take a picture with this car. It's sick. I don't give a fuck what you do for a living, actually. I don't care at all.
Do you mind rolling up your window so people think it's mine? Thanks, bro.
I really don't like those videos. Excuse me. Nice car. What do you do for a living? It just seems like they're all staged now.
Yeah, they all are for the most part. You know, you get the random guys that are like, I'm a airline pilot.
And you're like, really? Rolls Royce? How?
Hey, bro, you'd be surprised if you get through an auction. I forgot what site it is, but shout out to Ben. He sent me this auction site. It was crazy the kind of cars you could get on there. And for the prices, sweet. But
You know, like this weight rule for cars and G-Wagons. Have you seen this?
No.
There's a TikTok that went viral. I've seen it like a few times. People, like these finance guys, will be like, do you know why so many business owners have G-Wagons? Well, let me tell you. It's some like weight rule for taxes for businesses. Okay. So I think it's meant for people that are supposed to, or that are buying like freight vans and semi-trucks and shit like that. But if your car is over a certain weight limit, you can write off a lot of it on your taxes. So a G-Wagon is over that weight limit. And Chili! So a G-Wagon is like 140K or whatever, and you can write off 40K of it. And as long as you sell it in 3 years, that's part of the rule for some reason. You have to sell it in three years.
I see.
And it usually decreases about 40K in value during that time. So you can essentially just drive a G-Wagon for free for 3 years. I guess that's the hack.
That's cool, I guess.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cool.
I'll tell you.
I just don't know how you know that shit, you know? I don't know. Like, who's researching these things?
That's like, I think that's when you're just obsessed with money, saving money. You know, that's when like money is like literally all you think about, you know, like you're sitting there reading, you know, French tax board shit. And you're like, what could I scheme on this year?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What can I get my little fingers into, you know, a little loop? What kind of hole can I finger?
Yeah. It's taking your rich little fingers just trying to, what can I? Oh, found some. Babe, if we both ride a motorcycle at the same time, it's free for the first 6 months. So we buy a Harley Davidson, then return it on, or sell it on 5 months and 29 days. Huh?
Yeah. Yes.
And then they take a bunch of pictures with it, make content out of it, and they make ad revenue. And then it's like,
what is going on over there? He's like being so weird today, barking at everything. Does Ollie ever get like that? Like random days where he's just testy?
The thing that I had seen was when dogs do that, you like, you go out to them, you're like, hey, and then you calm them down first, and then you let them return to their routine. So you have to like show them that they're barking at nothing or something. I don't know.
Okay. Hmm. So you don't just.
I'll tell you this, dude.
Tell them to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Nah, that doesn't work, you're saying?
Yeah, it increases the trauma, I think.
Gotcha, gotcha, okay.
It makes them more on edge. Hey! Then you're both just screaming hey at each other.
He said dog is audible, but it's not super distracting. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when you get a Porsche, you're like in the, you're in like the cool kids club. Like, I drove that shit around, and you know, you realize how many people drive Porsches, and every single one that would drive past me was like yeah, it's us, yeah, man.
The Porsche,
it's us. Yeah, I was like, for sure, that's what's up. Yeah, they're all like 35-year-old dudes with like F1 hats, like F1 racing team hats.
Okay.
You know, like some guy pull up next to me in a like a 911 a GTS or something. He rolls down his window and he's like, "What's up, man?" I'm like, "Hey." And Alina looks at me, she's like, "Why the fuck did he just do that?"
It's just dude, like, flirting, man. Dude,
yeah,
flirting.
I'm like, it's the you know,
man,
I'm
sick
like,
color.
Yeah.
Sick color. He's like, you talking about me or the car?
This is Tinder for guys after marriage. Like, this is what it is. Yeah, GT4 come down the street. I'm gonna give it a shot. Like, nah, you're not. Yeah, I am, fool. Heads up, man. Hey. Love it, man. I would have got it myself. Oh, dude. We should totally cruise together.
Yeah,
sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing a show. We're all gonna park in the Gelson's parking lot and kind of just vibe. You down? 6 a.m.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah.
I drove by the Gelson's park. This is a real story. I drove by it at 6 a.m. There was like 6,000 BMWs there, and all these dudes outside, like I'm standing right now, just looking over. Damn.
Yeah.
She's a beaut, man. What do you got going on this thing? What's the engine? What's the run train like? What's the big, big shifter like?
Because you know it's going to happen right at 6:30. They're all going to get on the road. They're going to go up to some canyon and just terrorize it as a mob. Just all
just. Two hours of Malibu residents being like, shut the fuck up. What is that?
No.
Yeah. I'm trying to sleep. God damn it.
Dude, I fucking man.
We should meet up in the Gelson's parking lot to like for other things. Not just it doesn't have to be cars.
Yeah, it could be pottery
what
people.
What else are dudes into? Trains? Like train sets?
Damn. Bro. What Not else are guys into? Dads. Trains? Guys love running train.
What? No. I meant something much less cool than that.
Oh, it's just like toy trains, like Lionel.
Like little train, model trains.
Yeah. Yeah. What else?
Fishing gear.
Yeah. Woodworking.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're going to meet up in the Ralph's parking lot and show each other our bandsaws.
Vacuum collectors, you know? This is my Hoover 11-9XL.
Nice model. They discontinued that one, didn't they?
Yeah, vintage. This is one of the original, actually, floor model displays from Vacuum World 1967. So, yeah, bro. After having that experience, it made me want one for real. So, I get it, man.
So, you're going to cop?
I mean, I don't know. There's a reason guys buy that shit like way late in life. I don't think that car is very practical. It's so fucking low to the ground. It's like it's a literal race car. Every regular thing became so difficult. We went to go get coffee somewhere, or Alina wanted some, and I couldn't get into the parking lot. I was like, yeah, driveway rake's too high. And I just park it and walk up to get the, and like, this LA, it's going to be like that everywhere. So,
yeah.
That's why dudes
go. We can't go. Sorry.
That's why dudes go to the Gelson's at 6 a.m. and they put it out in the lot and they're like, yeah, I haven't been able to drive this thing for a month. And I just...
yeah. They're all just impressed that they got in the Gelson's parking
lot. Yeah.
They're like, how the fuck did you get that thing in here, man? I've wanted to park here forever. Never had the balls.
Yeah, and there's a ton more just driving by. Like, I want to go in there, man.
Like, just fuck, man. That looks so sick.
I would love to park in a Gelson's, dude. I would fucking love it.
You know what? I'm going to do a U-turn, drive by one more time. Just trying to, like, muster the courage to maybe do it. No, I can't. No, you got to do it.
That's why they got to get there at 5 a.m. so there's no traffic, so they can really have the time to get the car up the fucking driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was when I took it out of the lot to rent it, I knew I was going to scrape the front lip. And the sound that shit makes, and especially when it's not your car, it's just like... Just closing my eyes at 1 mile an hour. Just please don't
was
rip
it
off.
Expensive to rent?
No, it was like $300.
Oh, what? For a day?
For a day.
Oh my God, that's sick.
Had to do it.
Yeah, that's a no brainski. I might do that when I get back, but something like a DeLorean or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like the Ferraris and stuff, they're way more expensive. They're like $800,000 a day. So okay. I thought that's like a dope in between. Also, I took that thing through two canyons. And for what like little moments I got to like push it, I had myself a little race car boy nut.
Nice.
I was like, this car's sick.
Yeah. That's what I did. Doing the same thing on the bike, honestly.
Everyone, basically what we're doing is we're just trying to plant the seed to when we turn TMG into like a motorsports company, and we're sponsoring like dirt bikes and cars, and that's where this is all going, to sponsor.
So we're
going to
be the new
truck.
Fox Racing.
Yeah.
What you're saying.
Yeah, we're going to replace Fox Racing. Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that, honestly. that sounds awesome.
I really want to do the TMG Monster Truck Show. I feel like it'd be sick.
Yeah. Yeah, don't say anything about that because it's actually a really great idea.
All right. Kyle, Luke, moving edit on. That out.
No, it's fine. You can keep it in. You can keep that little teaser in. But okay, all right, that's fair. All we're doing. We're just, it's a little tickle of what's to come, maybe. We got some big stuff coming. This is going to be a fun month.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Have you heard the Playboi Carti No Auto-Tune clip?
I did. We could play it, but you know, I have my thoughts, but let's run it.
Can we rip it? Luke,
DJ, play that shit.
DJ, drop that shit.
I want to take her out. She got to suck my dick. She got to eat me up. She got to...
What did that remind me of? What clip? Oh, he's not done.
Maybe
I like that last little random. What was that Fortnite clip where the kid got mad?
I don't know.
That?
No.
Fuck, what was that clip? God damn. He does sound kind of like a child though, playing Fortnite, doesn't he?
Yeah, I was gonna say, man. I was actually impressed with, out of all like the non-auto-tune leaks, his is the best.
Yeah.
You know, like his voice sounds how it does. Like, it's just the auto-tune's just adding to it a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's true, actually. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. We've heard some... You know what? No, I'm not gonna put anyone on blast, to be honest, but... I mean, I've heard my own clips with no auto-tune.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've heard us without auto-tune, and that's horrible, so...
We've also heard other people without auto-tune.
We have?
Yeah. I'll tell you about it after.
Okay.
It was a long, long time ago, but it was a really funny moment.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. This would have been a great segue as far as, you know, putting your finger in a loophole, talking about this dude, Katag. I don't even want to fuck his name up, but this MMA fighter who lost his finger in a fight.
Yeah, so was that like during the card on Saturday?
That was like another fight promotion, so there's no UFC card this weekend, but
gotcha.
I just thought the best part was they asked the audience to help them find his finger.
It's like, I mean, like, once you lose something like that, don't you have like half an hour to get into ice or something before it completely dies?
Yeah. It's like
so I imagine the dude was just like, why are you sitting there?
Yeah.
Come on, it's my fucking finger.
Hey, some motherfucker with his beer, like, ah, dude, I've had it the whole time. My sister's actually a nurse. I poured the beer out. I've been getting ice. Shit's good, bro. We're gonna get you back.
Or just in his beer. Doesn't notice it.
Yeah. Yo, I guess I got a Bloody Mary. I don't know. Yeah, there's like celery in here or some shit.
So how did he lose his finger? It got caught in the cage or something?
I would imagine something like that. Maybe he like gripped the cage like while he was getting yanked off it or something. And then shit just got torn off.
That's crazy.
This makes me think of a story of this kid I knew. Who lost a finger. I'm not going to say how he lost it because it's a fucking gory ass.
Well, now I want to know. You got to say it.
Duh, dude.
What is it?
It's like, all right. Warning, everybody.
Say it.
If you don't like gore, just mute this for the next 30 seconds. So the kid, he's riding his bike and somehow he reaches down for something and his finger gets caught between the sprocket and the chain. And it crunches his, like, the top of his finger off. Oof, shit.
Jesus.
And they're like, they got it and then they like put it in an ice and he's screaming like, goes to the hospital and then like a couple days later they couldn't save it. So he just has like this one bunk finger and he thought it was the coolest shit ever. It just turned into, like, you want to see my scar? Just, like, wiggling that thing at girls and stuff. Like, yeah, it's missing. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, look,
you
want to
know
finger.
What I could do with this? Not a lot, actually. We could try, though.
But, yeah, brutal stuff. I don't know. There's really no point to that other than I was just chuckling at asking the audience to look for a fucking finger. The most unsanitary thing.
People are like, no, I'm not going to. Ew.
Yeah, exactly. Like, ladies and gentlemen, it appears that one of the fighters has lost his finger. If you see a finger on the ground, please bring it towards the front of the arena. Like, no. I paid VIP.
I'm not touching that shit.
Yeah. Or what if someone saw it and they kicked it away, like out of instinct and like not?
Ew!
Ew! What the fuck? This is like dirty it under
hit
the
someone
ring.
Someone else in the head.
Yeah.
If you see a finger, please put it in ice. Did he say put it in rice?
Put it in rice.
Should we put it in rice?
His finger's broken. You better put it in rice.
you better put that thing in rice. Like the apple car.
I'm making a joke, babe, about the apple car. It's
the apple car. Remember,
put it in rice.
Remember we were talking about that before a couple months ago.
Shut the fuck up, Darren. We have to go home. There's a loose finger out in the crowd. God damn, dude.
Oh, you said ice? You said ice. Oh, oops. I found it, but I put it in rice.
I put it in rice. I actually went up to the Panda Express on the main stadium floor, and I got a bucket of fried rice. And so here, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's really
funny. I had to bring that one up.
So this shit's crazy. This over the past couple weeks, or what's it been, like 10 days now, Ludwig.
Yeah.
The streamer, Ludwig.
The streamer.
The streamer. Actually, I had a funny interaction with him. Because I started playing GeoGuessr on my second channel. You ever played that?
I have not.
So it like, drops you down in a random location on Google Maps.
Yeah. Like I've watched GeoWizard and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Ludwig, I guess, was doing it on a stream for like a while. And him and GeoWizard played together. And I saw that and I wanted to play with Geo. I actually thought of it. I was sitting at my desk. I'm like, oh, I should try and collab with GeoWizard. And I was like on his profile trying to figure out how to do it. couldn't figure it out. Didn't see the about page had his email address in there or whatever. So then I Googled collabing with GeoWizard to see if anyone else had done it, and Ludwig did it. And so I hit him up, and I was like, I just hit him on Twitter. I'm like, yo, what's good? I followed him, and then I was like, yo, what's good, man? And he was like, what's up? And I was like, hey, how did you collab with GeoWizard? And he was like, oh, I just emailed him. And was like a little bit like, just like not, I mean, it wasn't cold, but he just was like, almost like insulted, I guess. And then in his stream, he was like, what the fuck is this guy doing trying to steal my shit? He hits me up just to ask me how I collab with GeoWizard. So I felt kind of bad about that. So shout out Ludwig. I love your shit. And I did copy you a little bit, and I'm sorry about that. But anyway, so he did this subathon on Twitch.
Yeah.
And are subathons like normal events? Like, did he just invent the clock thing where every time someone subs, it adds time onto a stream?
That part, I don't know. As far as I know, he is the first to do that. I'm pretty sure. Because, you know, there's like 24-hour streams. But, yeah, I think that was his idea to do the clock and just keep increasing the time. I was actually going to say, apparently Ludwig rated my music project like a B or something on his tier list.
Okay.
And then like I don't know where I haven't seen it anywhere, because I know he has a video like rating YouTuber music, but I just one day in stream, like a bunch of people came in and were just like spamming my chat with like, Ludwig rated you a B. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Like, he rated your music a B. I'm like, you realize without context that makes no fucking sense.
That's the worst kind of comment, is like a streamer chat, like as it's going on comment, where people are just like completely out of context, like Fantano said this and blah, blah, and you're like, what? What do you mean? Give me a little bit. Where do I even start? What do I Google to find this? Like, give me a little morsel of information more than just.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So he's been doing this 24-hour stream, a subathon or stream. And every time someone subs, it increases the time on it. And he's still going, no? Or did it finally end?
I don't know. I think maybe he is still going, but he's now the most subbed
Twitch
streamer. Most active subs on Twitch by like 200%. Like, he has like over double the next most subbed Twitch streamer's subs. He made like $1 million or something like that, or 500,000 or something.
So crazy.
Feel free to, Luke, bring up the TikTok.
Breaking down the money.
Is that what it is?
I mean, I wonder. It also is like, I think Twitch does different revenue splits with some streamers. I think some streamers have like exclusive revenue splits. So I wonder if he's maybe in that category. I don't know.
So he's getting more money from it?
I don't know. I don't want to put that out there and like start a rumor off of nothing. I just know that some larger streamers have special splits.
Yeah, he's still going, Luke said. He said, got the photos ready. Wait, is that of?
He's got
the hair.
Oh,
Luke, can you pull that up, Manny?
Okay, guys, Ludwig has been streaming for over 21 days at this point. As you can see, there's only a minute left, but because this is a subathon, whenever somebody subs, it goes up another 10 seconds, so this thing's not going anywhere. Time for some quick math. Ludwig makes about $3 for a sub. We multiply that by 6 to get minutes, 60 to get hours, and 519, because that's how many hours he's been streaming. And that puts us at a grand total of $560,000, a lot of which is going to charity. And like I said earlier, just because it's at 1 minute doesn't mean it's ending soon. Chad has already added 15 minutes since I started filming this video. Ludwig is not leaving the stream until the end of the month. Okay.
Damn.
It's kind of fucking genius, although that is so annoying. Streaming every, like, that's just so Black Mirror, like, man.
I give him a lot of props for having the mental resolve to do that. You know, granted, he's splitting up the stream, he's doing a lot of cool stuff in that way, but still, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said about 24-hour streams and the future of like always running entertainment.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good example that I found. Pull up that TikTok that I sent this morning, Luke. This is a 24/7 stream of a stop sign in a neighborhood. Have you seen this?
No, that's the perfect form of entertainment for me.
It's like people, if someone rolls through, just rolls through it, the chat will be like, oh, fuck, we got a badass.
Is there that much activity going on in that thing?
I got there was, yeah. This TikTok is.
Luke, can you pull it up?
Luke, can you pull that up?
Luke, can you pull it up, please?
All right, man.
Can you pull it up, please?
Kermit the Frog here.
If you're ever bored and want to do something fun with your life, there's this Twitch account I found where it's just a stop sign in a neighborhood, and a lot of the cars do not stop at it. And everyone in chat kind of like competes with each other. I'm like, oh, is this next car going to go? Is this next car going to stop? It's pretty entertaining. And then even some of the viewers show up to the stream and, you know, do fun stuff. I don't know. It's pretty cool. So if you want to check out the stream, feel free. It's 24/7. But yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
It's kind of genius. That's kind of fucking genius.
That's crazy.
And I know there was like a website a long time ago of like a bar line. It was a stream. It was a 24-hour stream of a line, like of a outside of a bar, basically.
Nice.
So you could watch like drunk people in line, which is a little bit creepy, actually. And it was like from an apartment window.
Yeah. But public place, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. That's just going to be weird when someone creates a network based on like all like public facing cameras. Like I bet someone has to have done that already. I feel like that's like some weird hacker project to hack like a bunch of security cameras and be like, I created a micro network where you just go to a channel and you can watch a random security camera around the world.
What movie is that in? That's in a movie. That's in Fast and the Furious, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, where they take, like, what fucking movie is that? It's some, like, mainstream action movie where they take, the guy hacks into, like, all the CCTV cameras.
Minority Report?
And they figure out where the dude is, because, like, geolocate him.
No, I mean, I think that's, Fast and Furious. I think that's every, no. Brother, I know that movie front to back. There ain't no camera hacking in that film.
I mean, one of them.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe, but the original.
No, yeah, not the original.
Yeah, every action movie's done that, but I just mean like I bet that's coming if it's not there already. Fucking like, you know, camerawatch.org and you're just creeping on people.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 24-hour streams is definitely going to be, I think, the move. I mean, it basically happens with, you know, Grand Theft Auto roleplay. I feel that that's probably the first example of like 24-hour entertainment. Consistent.
Yeah, so what is the deal now? What's the current status with GTA roleplay? How big is it?
Well, I think one of the most known servers, I don't want to say if it's like the biggest or whatever because I don't really know, but one of the most known servers is the NoPixel server. XQC was like recently banned from it, and a lot of streamers get on there. Hassan hit me up to get on NoPixel, but I just don't have the time required to be on NoPixel. It's like a lot of hours you got to put in. You got to create like a backstory for your character and all this and that. So,
and then are you playing, are you trying to be funny? Is it like improv? Like, are people trying to be entertaining or are they just trying to be a really good police officer or whatever they are?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. It's honestly, it's like a weird form of like method acting. Like, you're just trying to be the most convincing and entertaining character. That could be a lot of different ways. You could be a cop and really own the role and be a dick cop. And maybe you're entertaining because, like, you ticket everybody and, like, you're an asshole. Or maybe you break bad and you're, like, a double agent. It's crazy, dude.
It's just proof that, like, once VR is actually a thing and we're all kind of plugged into the Matrix, like, people are just – they just want a second life. They don't actually want a cool life.
Yeah.
They just want a second. Like, I want to try and just manage a Chili's. That's my... What are you in your second life? Are you, like, a king? Or are you some sort of, you know, like, maybe you're a rapper or, like, a... It's like, no, I actually just...
No.
I manage the Chili's on Fifth Street.
No, I actually just... I own an olive oil service local to, like, this Minecraft server. and I just sell olive oil.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got three cats. They're a little bit annoying. You know, I haven't really quite settled down yet. I haven't found the right person, but I'm not really putting myself out there enough, you know, because the cats take so much time. So other than that, I do. I like to vacuum in my spare time.
Like, yeah, bro. Role play is super crazy. I just think from an entertainment standpoint, and if more people got it, like I think if it wasn't presented in GTA, it would be like a spectacle for people. I feel like that it, the fact that it occurs within Grand Theft Auto, I think people go, oh, that's weird because it's a game, but like they don't see it as a kind of like a bridging thing. Like if someone built like a world that was identical to GTA, but just wasn't branded as that. And then if you knew like, oh yeah, there's like this weird Second Life, you know, like the game Second Life or whatever, where people just go in and perform and just do that. I think people would tune into that shit, no question.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast today, and they were talking about GTA. Like, I didn't realize that people on GTA radio stations, songs get more streams there than they do on real radio stations in some cases.
Interesting.
It's pretty crazy. Like, the games, there's stuff within games now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kids playing Roblox and stuff like that have such a deeper understanding of like NFTs and cryptocurrency because they've been dealing with virtual currency for the last like 4 years playing Roblox.
Yeah.
Like they understand that shit so much more.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was actually talking to my dad about this that I think we can get into fucking Jimmy Fallon and all that in a second.
Yeah, let's
but I
do
feel
that.
The thing that I feel why big media companies are slipping and they're not cool and they're not relevant is what they don't get is that all the people younger than them, you know, 12, 11, whatever, they understand technology and everything like way better than they will possibly ever understand it because like they grew up in a certain context where it's just sort of normal and their brain is just waiting for the next thing. And like, I hate fucking, the thing I hate about NFTs is an older person, like an investor person shilling for it and pretending they really get it when they don't fucking, it's blowing their mind to even talk about it. But like, they like to put on this face like, oh yeah, NFTs, it's the future. It's like, why is it the future? Blockchain and, you know, it's like the future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whereas kids, you ask an 8-year-old and he's like, oh, yeah, totally makes sense, tokenizing stuff. I mean, yeah, I own a piece of this sword with this other kid, and we,
yeah, exactly, you know,
we sell it after we borrow it to this guy, and then we take interest on our token payments, and you're like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
And the investor is like, yeah, see, it's the future. My kid talks about it all the time, so it's yeah, gotta be.
You know, I actually got into it because my kid, he's playing Roblox all the time, and he's like, Dad, this is just like Roblox. I'm like, oh, that's it.
Dude. That's the thing is, like, I'm going to be that. I know I'm going to be that in 5 to whatever years, you know what I'm saying?
5 months? Because my, yeah.
I remember, like, yeah, exactly. I'm a kid in 5 months. My first CEO out of college, I was working for a startup, right? And he was always quoting what his kids were saying, talking about, we got to do more market research because my kids are doing this, my kids are playing this, my kid. And I always just think, like, just do it yourself. I don't understand. Like, download Roblox and just play it.
Yeah.
But now this week I'm hanging with like my one of Kelsey's family or whatever. He's 8, right? So I'm watching him use YouTube and Roblox, and I'm like leaning over the screen, like you don't fucking say. Like one weird example. One weird example is he was watching a laser beam video, right? It's one of these Fortnite videos that has 45 million views.
Yeah,
it's the Fortnite compilation of laser beam playing Fortnite.
Yeah,
and I would sit there on YouTube and be like, how does this have 45 million views? Like. It's got like a million likes or something like that. And yet this is like the 50th time he's watched this video, and he's scrolling to all the parts that he knows by heart, by timestamp, of the best kills in the thing. And I'm like, that just blows my fucking mind.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I think what's an interesting thing is we grew up where we couldn't control media. And so if we went to watch a movie or whatever, that was it. It was like, we got it the one time. and we had to store it all up here and then just talk about it for forever. And yeah. I think that's a super weird thing where kids get to like, no, I want it. I want the kill. I want the one. Give me the iPad. I want to watch the one, you know? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. That bugs me out. It's just...
And watching him play Roblox, I'm like, so are you... Like, because I'm like, this company, that their market cap now is like, what, $70 billion or something crazy, right? They went public. Yeah. They're doing really well. So I'm like sitting there trying to... I'm like, do you have fun playing this game? He's like, not really. I was like, okay, how often do you play? He's like, nah, every day. Like, I just don't... I can't even begin to... Why do you play it then? He's like, it's like kind of fun. Look, I can do this and I can do this. And I'm like, are you playing with anyone else? He's like, yeah, I'm in a server with this random weirdo. Like, I'm fucking so... So far removed from this. Why are you doing something that's not fun?
They're just gonna be so ready for life. You know what I mean? They already understand the grind, dude. When I talked about before, like joining a gaming team at fucking 13, and you go downstairs and your dad's like had a rough day at the office. You're like, fucking yeah, me too. Like it's that shit on 10. So. Yeah. That's why, like, Fallon and all these guys trying to relate to these kids is so funny because it's like, you're not going to do it. It's over for you, man. out. Just play to your crowd, which is 50 years old, 40 and 50 year old moms, and then that's it. And
yeah. I guess it's like where like Farmville and like Cooking Mama got the millennials used to like the monotony of life.
Yeah.
For that generation, it's like Fortnite where you're just hammering trees for like 90% of the game, and then Roblox where you're just not doing anything.
Yep. Grinding.
Yeah. It just gets you used to the grind.
It's every day, bro. Dude,
what's up with Jimmy Fallon?
He's like played Among Us Live with like Corpse Husband and all this shit. I was like dying laughing at two things. One, I imagine like Corpse Husband speaking and then mom's being like, is something wrong with the sound bar? This guy's voice just doesn't sound right.
Did you leave your phone near the speaker again? It's making a weird sound.
Jimmy, I think you did it. I think you're sus.
It's like a robot's coming through the TV. What's happening? Then her fucking 8-year-old is or 8-year-old grandson is jumping in the front. No, that's Corpse Husband. That's Corpse Husband.
Sounds like Marilyn Manson.
Is this that little Nas X guy?
Little Nas X. The Satan worshipper?
Jimmy. I think you did it.
I had a really dark joke, and we might have to cut this one. But I was also chuckling at the idea of, like, every old person with a stoma from smoking cigarettes all through the 50s is like, oh my God, he sounds like me.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's fucked up.
No, their voices are higher, aren't they?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to be rude about a stoma, but like, you know, I just picture like a war vet being like, where did he serve?
Yeah.
Can I get one that sounds like that?
Yeah. Something wrong with the soundbar. Did you fuck with the cables again?
We gotta call Best Buys. There's something wrong with the soundbar.
Jimmy. I've never played Fortnite on TV before. This is crazy.
And Jimmy Fallon with a fucking controller, like a goddamn plebe.
What, he's playing with a controller?
He's like, all right, guys.
I did that the first time I played Among Us, all right? So stop. Stop hate. I didn't know you could use keyboard. I wasn't aware I used keyboard the second time.
Keyboard and mouse, bro. Come on, man.
I know.
Come on, man. You didn't get the clicky keyboard for nothing.
Hey, guys. Hey, what's up, you guys? Jen, can't wait. We're just trying to get Gen Z to watch Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, so they can. Yeah, that's the other great part about that whole thing is like, what are you going to do, guys? The writers at the late night show. You're going to get kids watching Jimmy Fallon so they can tune in a week later to see memes from 4 months ago? Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Like, that whole, like, late night shows are funny. Obviously, Jimmy Fallon, I think he's funny. I think that The format though is tired, and it's now they're trying to shoehorn all these, you know, like you said, kind of recycled memes. Like they're too far behind on it. Like Among Us is now like, it's like in terms of watch time and in terms of like when you, how often you see it on YouTube, it's over.
Yeah. That was a, you know, that was the beginning of the pandemic, Jimmy, but nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It just feels like, and now people are trying to take the late night format to YouTube, and it just feels like this is a format that worked really well 10 years ago.
10 plus 30.
20, 30 years ago. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I guess in the 90s. And
like Conan. But
now it's like, I don't, when people are used to watching podcasts and like unfiltered discussion on stuff, it's like the overly scripted like doesn't really hit as hard.
Nah. That's why, like, you know, as much as I love sketch writing, like, it's really hard to get someone into that because they get, like, GTA role-play level entertainment where it's I'm not going to watch you and your buddies pull out a camera and, like, go into character for 3 minutes. There's this guy on Twitch who's in character for fucking 16 hours a day. This shit's crazy.
Exactly, yeah. There's a fucking literal stream of a stop sign. We're just watching people pull through a stop sign. You know how entertaining that can be?
The other
is one of the reasons why Lily Singh's show didn't work, because they like, same thing. They like tried to do that format, but like use Gen Z terms and jokes and stuff like that. And it's just like, they sniff that out a mile away. It's like, this is fake.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the other part, which is kind of interesting, is I think every new medium, like live streaming, all that stuff, like scripted writing, the point of it was, what if this would happen? But now we've seen that a lot of those things either do occur or they can occur or someone can make them happen. And so, like, reality TV and, like, scripted now just blends. And now it's just, like, content. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like Nelk. Like, you know, they take what video they posted recently, like, you know, Kyle gets some girl's number and there's like 100 dudes come running out of a tent, like
so
screaming.
Funny. That's such a great prank.
Yeah. It's like, it's, you know, it's wholesome. It's innocent, whatever. But like, that's something I think someone would have scripted 20 years ago or even 10. Yeah. Been like, dude, imagine like if a dude got a number and then all his frat boys came running out of a house. And then now it's like 100 guys are willing to do it for the gram. So
yeah,
I don't know, bro. Weird times.
Yep.
More Black Mirror talk.
I like talking about content, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, do you have like this, like, where do you go from here feeling? I have this shit so often.
Yeah, but I think we're making the right moves. I think we're, like I said, it's going to be an exciting month, and I think that I'm excited personally, and I think we're making some good decisions, so.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think everything we've got planned is for sure the way.
Let's see the VOD. Do you have it, Luke? He said he's got it ready to go. Also, he said, can't wait for Jimmy to get banned from No Pixel in a year. Jimmy Fallon.
He just gets banned for...
What's up, guys? We're playing GTA today.
Ban out metagaming. You just broke the rules. You're gone.
Hey, guys. Welcome to my Twitch channel. This is my first Twitch stream, so thank you for watching. There's going to be probably a lot of mistakes, but it's going to be fun either way. Thank you so much for watching and tuning in and playing with us and streaming with us. We're going to play a few rounds of Among Us. For those of you who don't know, because it's going to be air on the Tonight Show, it is a game. We're going to play a few rounds of Among Us. And we're going to do it.
Hold, pause it for a second.
One more time.
Wait, this is actually on TV, or was this on his Twitch?
I think it's like their Twitch channel.
Oh, and then they're putting clips from it on the Tonight Show.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. That's what Kyle said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was, he actually started a Twitch channel and he.
Okay. Wasn't that the most boomer way? And listen, I don't have any hate towards Jimmy. I really don't. I really don't.
I know. I feel bad because he's a nice guy, and it's like
he just comes from a different era of entertainment. And I just like, I feel for the guy. Like, he, you know, he likes doing this, and he's just being told like this is the way. But listen, man, when you're on Twitch, coming in and going, "Yo, welcome to my Twitch channel." Ah, shit.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was just thinking.
Fuck.
What's up, guys? Welcome to my Twitch channel. This is the first time that we're gonna be doing this, so it might be some bumps along the way, but bear with me. Okay, so today we're going to be playing Among Us.
Poggers, poggers, poggers. Pepe laugh, Pepe laugh, Pepe laugh, Pepe laugh, Pepe laugh, poggers.
Yeah. I mean, I that's what I'm saying. I don't fucking blame him. It's just probably his producers who are like already, you know, 2 years, 3 years too late to Twitch that are like, we should start a Twitch channel. And he's like, all right, just I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever to bump the ratings, you know?
Yeah, so I feel for the guy, you know? You got to yeah. – I mean, that's how I feel on TikTok. I feel exactly like that on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah, what is up? Yeah, here is another joke.
What is up, TikTokers? Here is a fun sketch I've been thinking about.
Bodybuilders be like.
How about that backflip, though?
New TikToks every Thursday at 6 p.m. Who the fuck is this asshole?
That'd be so funny. Sketch. Oh, my God.
Late night guy doing TikTok.
Make sure you're hitting that notifications bell on my TikTok channel. New notifications, new TikToks every Thursday at 6.
This is going to be my new character.
I'll be dropping a new TikTok.
See my new character on TikTok, late night guy doing TikToks. What is up, TikTok? I have a guy who owns a monkey. Clap it up for that. He's going to put it on my shoulder. Ooh, yikes. And everyone's like, boo. Have you seen the account where the guy actually has a monkey living in his house? Yeah, he cut his monkey's hair.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys. I'll see you guys in the bonus.
Head over to the bone zone.